legalism. It really could. Raise your hand if you've ever heard any of these phrases. You messianics are so legalistic. Don't you know that law of Moses died with Christ? We ain't a-going back under that dead-letter law. Anyone who even considers following the law of Moses has denied Christ and is not saved. Have any of you ever heard that? I've heard it. I've heard all of them. I've probably heard a dozen more just like it. But let me ask you a related question. Have you ever thought to yourself any of these things? Maybe they're right. Maybe we are too legalistic. Anybody ever thought of that? I have. Maybe I'm the only one. But there seems to be a natural tendency to slide into legalism. Just give me the rules. I'll follow the rules. I know that I tend to go that way. I'm sure others do too. We think we know better. We can do it on our own if we just get everything exactly right. We will be accepted and acknowledged by Hashem. But if we fail, we're in big trouble. Condemnation. Discouragement. And we need to work harder. Works righteousness. The church world condemns traditional Judaism for being so legalistic. Is the church any better? Probably not. One thing I found in my own struggles with legalism is it always involves some kind of a judgment, either of yourself or others, usually both, and it is an improper judgment. One thing we need to keep in mind is that legalism is not just being obedient or having a heartfelt belief that others should walk in obedience. I think that's godly. I want to walk in obedience. I want to see my brothers and sisters walk in obedience. But it's a harsh attitude that condemns disobedience, whether real or perceived. That's how I am defining legalism for this. A harsh attitude that condemns disobedience, real or perceived. I think you're doing wrong, so I'm going to come down hard on you. Our Lord and Rav Shaul both rightly rejected the legalistic route. But if it seems rather natural to slide down that path, how do we escape it? I would submit that the Lord himself gave us the answer, Matthew 12:7. But if you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would have not condemned the guiltless. This was when our Lord and the disciples were walking on Shabbat, and the disciples started picking grain and eating it. And they were being condemned by a certain group of Pharisees. Our Lord quoted Hosea 6:6, and the word Hosea used, translated here mercy, is chesed. Now chesed is an interesting word. Usually it's translated mercy, loving kindness. It appears some 248 times in the Tanakh. Most notably is Hashem describing himself using that word twice in Exodus 34:6-7. Then the Lord passed in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in chesed and truth, who keeps chesed to thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgressions, and sin, and yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the grandchildren to the third and fourth generations. So chesed is an attribute of God himself. It's part of his character. And therefore, it is always part of how he deals with us, because it's who he is. Here, he links it with forgiving iniquity, transgressions, and sin. In the prophets, Micah 7:18 tells us Hashem delights in chesed. Zechariah 7, verses 8 to 10, instructs us how chesed as well, instructs us in to show chesed as well as giving a few specifics. Zechariah 7, verse 8. The word of the Lord came to Zechariah saying, "Thus has the Lord of hosts said, dispense true justice, practice chesed and compassion, each to his brother. Do not oppress the widow or the orphan, the stranger or the poor. Do not devise evil in your hearts against one another." One of the hallmarks of legalism is oppression, either to yourself or to those around you. If you do not want to oppress, show chesed. Choose chesed. We have established that chesed is good, it is commanded by God, and it runs counter to legalism. If you're showing loving kindness, how can you be judgmental? How can you do that? So the question comes up about what exactly chesed looks like. We've seen a few scripture examples of what it is and what it isn't. But can we define what it looks like a bit further? Chesed is one of the main soul traits defined in Musar, the traditional Jewish practice of ethical instruction and discipline. The UMJC has a Musar Institute in the Pacific Northwest. Many of the union leaders write for them, including rabbis Russ Resnick and Carl Kinbar. Here is a short article from Rabbi Resnick that sets this traditional Jewish concept firmly in the New Covenant and gives us a glimpse of what should we be going for in our struggle against legalism. This is Resnick's words. "For the Torah was given through Moshe, chesed and truth came through Yeshua the Messiah." John 1:17. Chesed is one of those rich Hebrew terms that defy a direct one-word translation into English. We often translate it as loving kindness, which is actually two words jammed together and not a word we'd commonly say in modern English at all. Other terms are mercy, love, or grace. But perhaps we can get closer to the meaning of chesed by considering it along with another Hebrew word with which it is often paired, emet, or truth. This combination appears in the Torah when the Lord proclaims to Moses in Exodus 34, "Adonai, Adonai, God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abounding in chesed ve'emet, goodness and truth." Scholars tell us that chesed ve'emet in this passage, and others like it, is a henendas, or a word pair used to express a single concept. In this view, the phrase means covenantal faithfulness, true kindness, or as the NJPS translated, kindness and faithfulness. Sarna comments, "The combination of terms expresses God's absolute and eternal dependability in dispensing his benefactions." In other words, God is always giving us his good. Always. Always. Accordingly, Yochanan is saying that the Torah comes through Moses, but the character that Torah seeks to develop, the character that reflects God's own character, comes through Yeshua the Messiah. Chesed, the emet, grace and truth, doesn't replace Torah, of course, but describes a consistent character of active kindness that the Torah is to form within us. This character is embodied fully in Messiah Yeshua, the living Torah. In this reading, the two terms reinforce each other, but we can think of them as contrasting with each other also. Usually, a henendas takes two opposite terms to express a single broad concept. Thus, day and night means all of the time, or 24/7, as we'd say nowadays. Good and evil, as in the story of Eden, means everything. The two terms of a henendas remain opposite. However, there's something important to learn in the case of chesed and emet. In real life, some folks may be very truthful, but not very kind. Others may be kind and loving, so that they're not always truthful. After all, it's hard to be kind and truthful at the same time, especially if you get some questions like, does this garment make me look fat? How do you answer that? The truth, you stand firm for an unpopular truth? How can we do that in a kind way? An old saying goes, the truth hurts. And because of this, it can seem unkind. So how do you tell people in a kind way their efforts are misdirected, their work isn't up to par, or their judgment in some important matter is questionable? Musar recognizes that all of the midot can be overdone. Chesed v'emet, opposite though they might be, need each other to reach fulfillment. And that is just the point. God is able to combine the ultimate chesed, an ultimate truth, without compromising either. Those who emulate God through Musar will work on combining both, speaking the truth in love, as Rav Shaul directs us in Ephesians 4:15, either chesed or truth alone can become unbalanced. Yeshua embodies balance. Musar directs us to work on that balance if, too, we want to follow him. Another glimpse of chesed, it connects us to our brother and the sister that we extended to, are not the idols he writes about here, the same things that propel us to be legalistic. True love happens in a moment of forgiveness, is what Rabbi Benjamin Ehrenfeld writes. But I would say there's another side to chesed as well, one we may like to think of as tough love. Yeshua gives a parable that describes tough love. This is also chesed. Matthew 18:21 down to 34. Peter came in and said to him, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? You know the answer, right? Yeshua said to him, I did not say to you seven times, but up to 70 times seven. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he had begun to settle them, one owed him 10,000 talents and was brought to him. But since he did not have the means to repay, the Lord commanded him that he be sold, along with his wife and children, and all that he had, and repayment was to be made. But the slave fell to the ground and prostrated himself before him, saying, have patience with me, I will repay you everything. The Lord of that slave felt compassion, chesed, and released him, forgiving the debt. But that slave went out and found a fellow slave who owed him 100 denarii. He seized him and began to choke him, saying, pay back what you owe. The fellow slave fell to the ground and began to plead, have patience with me and I will repay you. Sound familiar? The exact same thing he had just said. But he was unwilling and threw him into prison until he could pay back what was owed. When the fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were grieved and came and reported to their lord what had happened. Summoning him, the Lord said to him, you wicked slave, I forgave you all of that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have also had mercy on your fellow slave in the same way I had mercy on you? And the Lord, moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers until he could repay what was owed. We do not know if that servant was trying to repay the master the debt that had just been forgiven, which means he really did not believe he had been forgiven, or if he was just being hard-nosed with a fellow slave. What we do know is that he believed he had a legal right to make the demand of his co-worker and throw him into debtor's prison. That is certainly a picture of one side of legalism. Harshness. It backfired on him big time. He was shown chesed, but did not, in turn, show chesed to anyone else. His choice was clear. He could show chesed, forgiving the man, or he could be harsh. Which did he choose? Not chesed. So in conclusion, when we are tempted to be harsh, to demand our rights, we think somebody owes us, we have that same choice. Remember how much we have been forgiven, how much the Lord has forgiven us. What chesed the Father has shown us by calling us his children. He has adopted us as his own sons and daughters. Then let us choose to show that same chesed to our brothers and sisters, and to those also who are not yet believers. They could be drawn to Adonai by our showing them chesed. Let's pray. Father, thank you that your loving kindness, your chesed, extends to thousands and thousands. And Father, we pray for that to be in our own hearts, Lord. Let us show that to our brothers and sisters here, to those in the church world, to those who also claim you as Lord but may not see things quite our way, and to those who do not yet know you, Father, that we may come together, that they may be drawn to you, and Father, that we would be pleasing in your sight. B'Shem Yeshua. Amen.